hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 26th of November, 2007. Senate Trent Lott announces retirement. Trent Lott, the second-ranking Republican in the U.S. Senate, on Monday announced he will retire this year, 5 years before his term expires, and ending the conservative's 34-year career in Congress. Conservative? I'm announcing today that I will be retiring from the Senate by the end of the year, Lott said in his hometown of Pascagoula, Mississippi. Let me make it clear, there are no health problems. I feel fine. I may look my 66 years, but honestly, I feel good. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour is expected to pick a fellow Republican to take the seat until the next congressional and presidential election in November of next year, when Barbour said he would call for a special election. The conservative state's other senator, Thad Cochran, is also a Republican and is running for re-election next year. Speculation that Lott was considering retiring so he could make more money in the private sector began about 2 years ago, after his Mississippi home was heavily damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Lott is ending his Senate career after making a remarkable political recovery from a gaffe in 2002 that cost him his position as the Senate Majority Leader. At a 100th birthday celebration, the then Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, who ran unsuccessfully for president as a segregationist in 1948, Lott was quoted as saying that Mississippians were proud to have voted for Thurmond for president and that if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over the years. George Bush and then-Senator Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican, were said to have helped nudge Lott out of his leadership job, but on Monday, Bush had only kind words for Lott. Two kind words, get lost. Saying his immense talent will be missed in our nation's capital. No reason except he wants to go make money in the private sector. Do you believe that, folks? Do you believe that for an instant? Or does he feel that the political winds in this country are a-changing? I think that's really what's at issue. And without gazing into my crystal ball, folks, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to see more people, well, just get out of government because they want to spend some more time with their family or they want to go get a better paying job. I can't imagine this guy, after 34 years in Congress, I would like to see exactly what this guy owns. You know, they'll bust drug dealers out there for living a life that's not conducive with what they're claiming their income is. Gee, how did Trent Lott get so rich after 34 years in politics? Off of that paltry payment they give him every year for the kind service to us fellow Americans out here, I would just want to know. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. More information, news, and stuff that, well, you may or may not want to hear. Maybe, maybe not. At any rate, we'll roll your calls after this break. 800-313-9443. Get into banks gone wild. Forecasting U.S. dollar could plunge 90%. And then we'll get into a generalized meltdown of financial institutions. And we'll take a look at Professor Robini's crystal ball. We'll do that right after this.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The second-ranking Republican in the U.S. Senate giving way 5 years before his term is up? Say it ain't so. Now, I was just thinking during the break, wouldn't it be something if impeachment orders are going to be marched to, and that's what we're going to be considering for the final year of George Bush's presidency. And I'll tell you what, folks, that'd be more entertaining than O.J. Simpson and Nicole Kidman or any Hollywood starlet combined, I am sure. I am absolutely sure. Let's go to the phones. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Brother John, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just want to touch on earlier before, I don't think enough people are giving credit to our so-called president for being a fine comedian. I have some of his quotes. On October 11th, 2000, he said, "I mean, there needs to be wholesale effort against racial profiling, which is illiterate children." And this was during the second presidential debate. And this brings up the fact that he has made great strides in literacy. He also said on February 21st of 2001, "You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test." Well, I think that literacy and being able to read are two different things. Well, going on, he carried forth this propaganda that has infiltrated the consciousness of Americans on February 27th, 2001, by saying, "My pan plays down an unprecedented amount of our national debt." And that brings me to my main point, which is I grew up hearing that there was a national debt. And by the time I was in high school, I was debating with friends of mine. I was saying, deficit, debt, this seems like an ethereal subject, and I really don't acknowledge it. I don't believe it, because if nationally we're indebted, then who are we indebted to? And if we supposedly receive our money from the Federal Reserve and they're telling us it's a part of government, then how would we be in debt to the federal government? So the only way we can be in debt is to a foreign power. Isn't that right? I mean, we can only be in debt to a foreign power.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
All of what you said I agree with, except for one thing. The foreign power isn't sitting there with a bill in their inbox. It is sitting in our inbox. It is our government that went outside of its own pre-described and constitutional framework and decided to take on a kind of like a private-public partnership in involving the banks. That way the government doesn't have to be fettered with the thing about dealing with money and, you know, all those other sorts of things. So we'll just farm that out to a private concern, and that'll suit us well, because they've already told us, borrow as much money as you want. Never mind that you're a credit risk, that you're possibly a credit risk to not only your own country but the entire world. Don't worry about it. Just keep borrowing. And these, Dylan, are the taskmasters that put the thing together. They will just come up with another one when this one fails.
Well, what silly logic to think that we'd need to be in a position to borrow money when this country was doing just fine when the Federal Reserve was instituted. There was no reason to borrow money. Private industry had capital instead of putting their money in banks before the Federal Reserve and so much central banking took over, like 100 years ago, private business and industry, they would have their own stores of wealth.
Oh,
and
you
they
mean
can loan that out.
Their own profits that they made, that they would fold back into their business to grow it even more? Oh, what a quaint idea.
Well, anyway, just, you know, you and the other hosts on RBN have pointed a lot of us in the right direction to get as educated as we need to be, and to see that we need someone like Ron Paul in the White House, and regardless of whether or not he's there, he has ignited the flame under millions of people's butts right now, and RBN is here, you know, fighting the good fight with the word, and sticks and stones may break my bones. That's an outright lie. Words do hurt, and that's why they're trying to shut us up, because our words are powerful.
It based again, I'll take Ron Paul's simplistic approach to the platform for presidency for 2008. Just get up and tell the truth. That's all you got to do. And I don't know if the fire has necessarily been lit under enough butts out there, but I would caution everybody to look down at the floor that you're standing on. It's deteriorating and burning right out from under you. So I guess give it a few more feet and a few more inches. I guess your derriere will be on fire as well.
It's gonna be real interesting to see how this next year all turns out. I'm looking forward to the tragedy or to the better day. Either way, it's going to be progress.
Well, and there's nothing that we can do about this inevitable collapse. That has been engineered and designed, and we and all of yours are going to have to go through it, like it or not. But it's the panic that we are seeking to avoid, that we have enough people out there that know exactly how this brand new, all-encompassing crisis has been thrust upon us, and then what we can do in our nation's future You know, I mean, this is an ironic thing, Dylan, isn't it? In order to have real progress, the only thing you have to do is look back in your own country's history. It isn't like we need metaphysical assistance here, or we need some wizard to wave a wand. We actually have, and we have had, a working country. And they screwed it up. But we've already proven how good and how much people wanted it and will again. That's the beauty of it. It's already been done. It's already been tried. It's already been done. And real progress, instead of taking five steps forward, might be taking five steps back.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate your call. Yeah, progress. Yeah, you've heard the thing. Three steps forward and, you know, two steps back. Well, I guess that's progress. Well, how about no more steps forward? How about just taking monumental leaps backward? Let's all do a national Mother May I and all take a few steps back and stay there. And for anybody that comes out with a new, you know, folks, I don't know if you've seen Michael Moore's new movie, Sicko, but I'll tell you what, it was aptly titled. Of course, he didn't think it was in the vein that I think of Mr. Moore as being a sicko, but it has got to be one of the best propaganda pieces I have ever seen, to the dumbed down and uninitiated out there, mind you. Now, what he does in this movie, it's just simply just demonstrates what the problem is. He even talks about who created it, but then he takes just light year leaps forward in describing, at least on the medical front, how we can be safe, sane, and secure and healthy in this country. By the way, Michael Moore, in his own video, looks like death warmed over. Foot on one banana peel and the other foot in a grave, but at any rate, at the end of the movie, you discover what Michael Moore's real plan is. It's universal health care. It's national health care. But he slams Hillary as well. It is just a fascinating piece. But to sit there and watch Michael Moore sitting around the tables of foreigners talking about, no, I don't have to pay for college. No, I ain't got to pay for anything medical. No, we don't have to pay. And him just sitting there with that look on his face of bewilderment and wonderment. Isn't that amazing? Well, he does raise the question in the movie, who pays for this? And then promptly goes on not to answer the question. It is a rather sick little piece, I guess, hence the title, Sicko. It's just an abomination of, it's just, I don't even know what to call it, folks. You have to see it for yourself. Michael, I'll tell you what, I have not been to this point in favor of expatriation, but in your case, I will make an exception. Please move. I know where you live in Michigan. I'll help you pack up the boxes to leave. Harold in New Mexico. Hello, Harold.
Sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You see, I was answering the gentleman's question. Was when Benjamin Franklin went over to England, they said, well, what gives you colonists so good success? He said, well, we do our own money. And they couldn't have that, sir. They couldn't have us making our own money. We couldn't have that junior out of the bottle. So what they did is slowly bring us down with a gold standard. See, we got plenty of silver in America, but we was never on any gold standard. We was on a silver standard.
Right.
And so what they did, it just brung us down, sir. They couldn't have us making our own money. They had to get in and destroy it.
Well, and the long-term plans of the Illuminist, the globalists.
They enslave us.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're there to do.
Yes.
It just
to destroy the middle class. They destroy the middle class, they bring it all together.
Well, you have to necessarily break that camel's back because that's what makes this country run.
Yes, sir. And if you can get one class, then you've got to serve them.
That's exactly.
You have the rich and the poor, not a middle class.
Exactly. The haves and the have-nots. And that's
right.
Exactly where they want us. But they want us, Harold, they want us all in that have-not boat.
Yes, sir.
Just some of us just to have a little bit more than others.
Well, see, sir, what's wrong with America is America forgot what wealth is. See, money is not wealth, sir.
Hold on a second, Harold. By the way, you're on a phone that's of a particular bad quality. So if you would, just lower your volume of voice, and we'll just pump it up over here because it's really distorting on your end. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Harold in New Mexico, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was telling everybody out about the Bevel Burger, sir. There's 39 members. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, there's the Maltese Jesuits. There's 13 Maltese Jesuits. There's 13 Wicked Masons. There's 13 Black Nobility. And they're controlled by the Barbarians, sir. That is the Scottish Rite.
Well, once a Brother Mason, always a Brother Mason.
I'm not a Mason, sir.
No, I didn't say you were, Harold. I'm just saying, I'm talking about the elite's ring knocker clubs.
Yes, sir, but they're controlled by a higher up, sir. That's not from this planet.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Harold. I appreciate it. Why do we go so good, then all of a sudden somebody wants to throw a bent horseshoe into the mix? Bill in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Do you think that we're being controlled from extraterrestrials?
Sometimes I wonder.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, I'm in Talladega, Alabama. I heard you say something a few minutes ago about Trent Lott.
Yes.
And how he made his money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, like all the others, he probably got some money under the table. But I don't think I'm telling you anything that you don't already know. Some of you of your listeners may not know. But the insider trading law does not apply to to Congress. When they passed the law which put Martha Stewart in prison, they exempted themselves from the law. So they can make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, if they can invest that much, in the stock market simply by insider trading, which is perfectly legal for members of Congress.
But, Bill, we can't get too upset because Martha Stewart's back on the air.
Well, I mean, I don't hold anything against her for that.
I don't either. I mean, she'd be great to have around for the holidays to decorate and do the cooking. I mean, that'd be great. But she poses no threat. And for the hideous crime of Martha Stewart selling off some stock before her her interests went belly up, is a standard practice every single day in this country. The trick is not to be singled out for it and not to be caught. You got to keep greasing the palms that are closest to you.
Well, my purpose for this call is not to defend Martha Stewart.
No. I understand.
Just to tell you that, in case your listeners don't know, that it's perfectly legal for Congress to do what she did, and they can make millions of dollars a year off it. And whenever you people are always asking me the question, why do people spend millions of dollars to get elected to an office that pays a couple of hundred thousand a year? There's your answer.
I was just going to say.
And see, this is just not what they get under the table, which they can be prosecuted for that. I mean, we know of numerous people that have gone to prison for that. But they're taking a risk when they do that. But they're perfectly legal if they invest in the stock market and do it on the insider trading.
Or pass legislation that's conducive to companies or a type of business, and then all of a sudden they're named as the CEO of the companies that it benefits through their legislation.
Exactly.
Happens
exactly.
Every single day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Bill?
But anyhow, John, I wanted to make that point right quick to you.
Yeah, well, they're trying to think of themselves as being in the elite.
Yes.
And there's only one problem, that we have laws on the books, and we do have the rule book. I've got a copy of the rule book, and I'm sure you do as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think the real reason why Trent Lott is bailing 5 years before his term's over, it's not to go out there in the public arena to make more money. He's already made his money. He's getting out of town to kind of duck the wrath that's coming his way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may very well be so.
Well, and I'll tell you what, look next year for more people just to start bowing out. You know, it's not going to be a whole lot of them, no pun intended, but it's going to be noticeable because people aren't going to stick around. Because here's the deal. If you're a United States senator or a congressman and you see wrong going on and you did nothing to speak up against it and try to change it, you're just as guilty of those of the criminal act itself. Bill?
Well, let's hope that there'll be somebody around to enforce that.
Well, here's the ultimate ace up the sleeve that we have. Total anarchy and rebellion and revolution in this country.
Yeah.
Of which the politicians wouldn't bear too well under either because, well, the news media would have to ask the question, well, why are people rioting in the streets? Why are they so fed up? Which is going to put the spotlight right back on the people, the little elite that we're talking about here. And they can't stand that heat, so they inevitably have to get out of the kitchen.
Well, they're so far out of touch with people like you and me and the ordinary common person on the street that they have no idea what we're really thinking and what's going on.
Well, out of touch, you know, I've heard that saying used before. We all have relatives that we have that we consider to be black sheep, and we wouldn't go near them, even during the holiday season. And for those people, I guess we're out of touch with. But when you reverse that from a political standpoint, against the clamoring masses out here saying, what in the heck are you people doing in Washington, D.C.? They're not out of touch. They're insulated from us. They're not out of touch. They just don't give a damn.
Well, that is true. They actually know what we're thinking, but they do not feel the same concern and emotions.
They don't feel the pain that we're feeling.
That's
Bill,
exactly right.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Mike Whitney of Global Research, a generalized meltdown of financial institutions. Take a look at Professor Robini's crystal ball. Reality has finally caught up with the stock market. The American consumer is underwater. The banks are buried in debt. And the housing market is in terminal distress. The Dow is now below its 200-day moving average. The first big sell signal, anything below 12,500, could trigger program trading, and crash the market. Now, the increased volatility suggests that we are watching a real-time meltdown. International business editor for the UK Telegraph, Evans Pritchard, summed up yesterday's action in the Asian markets, saying, "The global credit crisis has hit Asia with a vengeance for the first time, triggering a massive flight to safety as investors across the region pull out of risky assets. Yields on three-month deposits in China and Korea have plummeted to a near 1% in the spectacular fall over recent days, caused by panic withdrawals and money market funds and credit derivatives. This is a severe warning sign," said Hans Redeker, currency chief at BNP Paribas. "Asia ignored the credit crunch in August, but now we're seeing the poison beginning to paralyze the whole global economy." Now, the credit storm that began in the United States with subprime mortgages has spread to markets across the globe. In fact, the train wreck has already crashed. What we're seeing now is just the boxcars piling up on top of each other. On Tuesday, Chinese government officials ordered a complete halt to bank lending to slow the speculative frenzy that has created an enormous equity bubble in the stock market. According to the Wall Street Journal, Chinese authorities are slamming the brakes on bank lending in their latest attempt to curb the runaway investment, threatening to overheat what is soon to be the world's third largest economy. In recent weeks, regulators have quietly ordered China's commercial banks to freeze lending through the end of the year. According to bankers in several cities, the bankers say that to comply, they are canceling loans and credit lines with businesses and individuals. By the way, that was titled, China Freezes Lending to Curb Investing Frenzy. That was in the Wall Street Journal. The move illustrates how concerned the Chinese are that a slowdown in U.S. consumer spending will trigger a crash on the Shanghai stock market. It also shows that the Chinese are having difficulty dealing with the inflation created by the hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars absorbed through via the trade imbalance, and the U.S.-China is a wash. By the way, the trade imbalance in the United States, China doesn't have one. China is awash in United States dollars, and that surplus is causing a steady rise in food and energy cost. This could be mitigated by allowing their currency to float freely, but a sudden steep increase in the Chinese currency value could also send the world headlong into global recession. For now, the lending freeze and price fixing appear to be on the way out. Another sign that the markets have reached a tipping point appeared in a Reuters article on Wednesday. Interbank covered bond trading halted on volatility. Renewed credit turmoil and volatility led the European Covered Bond Council, or the ECBC, on Wednesday to suspend interbank market making in covered bonds until Monday, November 26th. That's today. The move is a sign that the stress in the covered bond market, which is dominated by German institutions that have almost a trillion euros of covered bonds outstanding. Covered bonds, backed by pools of assets that remain on the borrower's balance sheet, are usually highly liquid and typically rated AAA by rating agencies. The ECBC's recommendations is aimed at relieving the pressure on market makers who are forced to quote prices at fixed bid offer spread. In light of the current market situation, and in order to avoid undue over-acceleration and a widening of spreads, the 8-to-8 Market Makers and Issuers Committee recommends that interbank market making be suspended, the ECBC said in a press release. Now, note, this isn't mortgage-backed junk that's being sold, but highly liquid bonds that are usually easy to cash in. The ECBC's action is a sign of pure desperation and indicates that credit paralysis has infected the entire euro banking system. Reuters wrote, due to general market conditions and specific mechanics of the interdealer market, making it seem even seems possible that interdealer market making will not be resumed this year. Now, that's bad. The mechanism for converting covered bonds into cash has broken down. The dollar took another pasting on Wednesday, sliding to $1.49 on the euro, another new record. Gold shot up to $814 per ounce. Check it today, folks, at 8:30. Oil continues to flirt with the $100 per barrel mark, and the yen rose to 107 per dollar, forcing sell-off. Hedge fund assets leveraged through the carry trade. John Basile, economist at Credit Suisse, summed it up like this. There's a heck of a lot of bad news out there. Indeed. In California, Governor Arnie Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, has joined with four mortgage lenders to freeze adjustable interest rates, or the adjustable rate mortgage, or the ARMs, for some of the state's highest risk borrowers. Another unprecedented move. The governor hopes to avoid collapse of the California real estate market, which has gone into a tailspin. Home sales have plummeted more than 40% for the last 2 months. Prices have dropped sharply, roughly 12% statewide. New construction has slowed to a crawl. Layoffs are steadily rising. Jumbo loan mortgages over $417,000 have been put on the endangered species list. Even qualified borrowers can't get mortgages. Nothing is selling. California housing is off the cliff. Now, Schwarzenegger's plan to keep overextended subprime mortgage holders in their home faces an uncertain future. What incentive is there for homeowners to continue paying exorbitant monthly rates when their payments are not applied to the principal? The homeowners would be better off bailing out, accepting foreclosure, and starting over with a clean slate. But, folks, that's not what you really start over with, not a clean slate. Because, you see, you're a malfunctioning component of this credit market out there. Clean slate, my eyeball. Now, it's unrealistic to think that Schwarzenegger can stop a tidal wave of foreclosures that are sweeping across the state. An estimated 3 million homeowners will lose their homes nationwide. Now, if you want to blame someone, blame Alan Greenspan. He's the one who created this mess, according to the economist Mike Shedlock. He says the Fed caused the credit crunch by slashing interest rates to 1% to bail out the banking buddies in the wake of the dot-com bubble collapse. All the Fed did was create a bigger bubble. This bubble is so big, in fact, that it cannot even be bailed out. In the end of the line for serially bubbly blowing Fed. Serially blowing bubble blowing Fed. Okay. So not only was this the biggest credit bubble in history, this was also the biggest transfer of wealth from the poor and the middle class to the already enormously wealthy. This is the real travesty of justice regarding of whether or not the price tag is $1 trillion, $2 trillion, or $10 trillion. That came from Mike Shedlock, Mish's Global Economy Trend Analysis. Now, the problem has gotten so serious that even Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, is putting up red flags. Last week, Paulson ignited a sell-off on Wall Street when he made this statement. The nature of the problem will be significantly bigger next year because 2006 mortgages had lower underwriting standards, no amortization, and no down payments. We're never going to be able to process the number of workouts and modifications to mortgages that are going to be necessary, doing it just sort of one-off. I've talked enough to enough people to know that there's no way that's going to work. Somebody call Arnie. He's a little confused in California. Now, this desperation is palpable. Like Schwarzenegger, Paulson is trying to get mortgage lenders to provide a safety net for struggling borrowers who are defaulting on their loans. Paulson is also calling for emergency legislation that will allow the Federal Housing Administration to play a greater role in relief effort. The FHA has already expanded its traditional role by taking hundreds of billions of extra debt just to keep a few private mortgage lenders and banks from going bankrupt. Of course, when Paulson's plan goes kaput and the debts pile up, it'll be the taxpayer that foots the bill. Paulson also called the Senate's failure to pass legislation overhauling mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac frustrating, saying that the two government-sponsored entities need to be playing a bigger role in the housing market. If we ever needed them, it's during times like today. And they're most valuable when there is distress in the mortgage market, he said. I'd like to see them playing an even bigger role. Fannie and Freddie, by the way, have already posted enormous quarterly losses and don't have the capital reserves to put millions of subprime mortgage holders under their government-sponsored umbrella. Paulson is just grabbing at straws on this one. So is Arnie out in California. Similar troubles are brewing in the broader market where late payments and defaults have spread to credit card debt and new car loans. Every area of securitized debt has suddenly veered off the road and into the ditch. Last week, the Fed injected more credit into the teetering banking system than any time since 9/11. No one has predicted the downward spiral in the market more accurately than Norio Rubini. Rubini is a professor of the Stern School of Business at New York University. His analysis appears regularly on his blog site, Global Econo Monitor. Last week's prediction was particularly dire, and it's worth repeating. He said last week, "It is increasingly clear by now that a severe U.S. recession is inevitable in the next few months. I now see the risk of severe and worsening liquidity and the credit crunch lending to a generalized meltdown of the financial system of a severity and magnitude like we have never observed before. In this extreme scenario, whose likelihood is increasing, we could see a generalized run on some banks and runs on a couple of weaker non-bank broker-dealers that may go bankrupt with severe and systemic ripple effects on a mass of highly leveraged derivatives instruments that will lead to a seizure of the derivatives markets. And let me stop here for a second to remind you folks, where are the derivatives markets out there? Any guesses? Oh, about $500 trillion in the hole. Okay? Continuing, massive losses on money market funds with the run on both the sponsored by banks and those not sponsored by banks, ever-growing defaults and losses, $500 billion-plus in subprime, near-prime, and prime mortgages, with severe knock-on effects of the RMBS and the CDOs and their markets. Massive losses in consumer credit, auto loans, credit cards, severe problems and losses in commercial real estate, the drying up of liquidity and credit in a variety of asset-backed securities, putting the entire model of securitization at risk, runs on the hedge funds and other financial institutions that do not have access to the Fed's lender of the last resort support, a sharp increase in corporate defaults and credit spreads, and a massive process of reintermediation into the banking system of activities that were until now altogether securitized. A generalized meltdown of the financial system. Looks like Chicken Little might have gotten it right this time. The sky is falling. And that's not enough bad news. Post-Turkey Day here, folks. It's going to happen. You know, folks, I hate to tell you this. It's going to happen whether you believe it's going to happen or not. It is going to happen. The only question to you is, how are you going to best survive it? You don't have a whole lot of choices here. You don't have a choice of your employment. You don't have the choice, do I want to work or do I want to go on welfare? No. That's not a choice. And by the way, for all you people out there that are going to plan on the safety nets of the U.S. government, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when they can't sell bonds and treasury notes to anybody on this planet because they need to borrow $2 billion a day? That's upwards of over $800 billion that they just have to sell money, $2 billion a day next year, to a no-buying market out there. Well, there's almost your trillion-dollar deficit right out of the chute because the government ain't going to be able to sell this to anybody on this planet. That's just for a start. 3 million people becoming homeless just next year alone, when I'm seeing economists that are not very public but very privately saying this, that this is going to be a scenario that is not going to go away overnight, not over month, not over years. It is going to literally last years. So again, I will ask the listening audience out there, what are you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you, when they come with a home foreclosure notice, or they're trying to rip you in court over a credit card debt? What are you going to do? You can't wish them away. These people are there to do one thing and one thing only. Collect the money as much as they can get for their fraternal institutions, their fathers at heart. So what are you going to do? You better start thinking in those terms. Because it's not a recession that we're talking about. We're talking about a full-blown depression of like this world has never seen. 1929 was just a test run case. That is when inflation heated up a little bit. The banks were then in control of lending the money, and they just basically stopped lending the money. Pretty much like you see that's going on today. But that lasted 11 years. And why? Well, wait a minute. We still had everything here. We had labor markets. We were coming out of that agrarian culture. We were firing up the industrial age here in this country. Actually, it started back in the 1800s, but really came forth in the 1900s. We carried no national debt to speak of. A paltry, I think, at the time, $27 to $29 billion in 1929. True, those were $1929 dollars, but still, $29 billion? Ah, please. So the stage has been set. The infection has spread worldwide. Well, well, who's the infector? Oh, that's right. It's the fiat money people. It's the banksters. And it has come home to roost in every country around this planet. Just the time where they're trying to sell globalization as the way to go. Well, we got a slight problem here. The people that want that globalization process, their tank just ran dry. They have nothing else to sell us except chaos. Do you realize, folks, in the last 6 months, almost a half $1 trillion in what used to be termed as hostile takeovers in this country took place? That's people with still a pocketbook buying out those that, well, aren't going to make it into the future, but they want their assets. They want what they have left, and they're getting it very cheaply. Dimes on the dollar. A half $1 trillion in just the last 6 months alone. We'll take the break. I'll come back, finish up this edition of the National Intel Report.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
UPI put this out. A financial crisis will likely send the U.S. dollar into free fall, as much as 90% and gold soaring to $2,000 an ounce. This is UPI actually saying this. We're going to see economic times the likes of which no living person has seen. Trends Research Institute Director Gerald Clenty said, forecasting the future here, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, he said in an interview with the New York Hudson Valley Business Journal. Clenty, who forecast the subprime mortgage financial crisis and a dollar decline a year ago and gold's current rise in May, he said the subprime market out there is going to collapse, and big time. Derivative dealers, hedge funds, buyout firms, and other market players will also unravel, he said. Massive corporate losses, such as those recently posted by Citigroup Inc. and General Motors Corporation, will also be fairly common for some time to come. He would not be surprised if giants tumbled to their deaths. The panic of 2008 will lead to a lower U.S. standard of living. A result will be a drop in holiday spending a year from now, followed by a permanent end to the retail holiday frenzy. Well, I guess that's one way to get the commercialism out of Christmas. Have a depression. Jeez. Thanks for all that good news, huh? Bankers gone wild. What are they smoking? Asked the cover of the current issue of Fortune magazine. Underneath the headline are photos of recently deposed Wall Street titans, captioned with the staggering sums they managed to lose. The answer, of course, is that they were high on the usual drug, greed, and that they were encouraged to make socially destructive decisions by a stream of executive compensation that should have been reformed after the Enron and WorldCom scandals, but wasn't. In a direct sense, the carnage on Wall Street is all about the great housing slump. This slump was both predictable and predicted. These days, I wrote in August 2005, Americans make a living selling each other houses, paid for with money borrowed from Chinese. Somehow that doesn't seem like a sustainable lifestyle. It wasn't. But even as the danger signs multiplied, Wall Street piled into bonds backed by dubious home mortgages. Most of the bad investments now shaking the financial world seem to have been made in the final frenzy of the housing bubble, or even after the bubble began to deflate. In fact, according to Fortune, Merrill Lynch made its biggest purchase of bad debt in the first half of this year, after the subprime crisis had already become public knowledge. Now the bill is coming due, and almost everyone except the people responsible, is having to pay. The losses suffered by shareholders in Merrill, Citigroup, Bear Stearns, and so on are the least of it. Far more important in human terms are the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of American families lured into mortgage deals they didn't understand, who now face sharp increases in their payments, and, in many cases, the loss of their homes as their interest rates reset. And then there is the collateral damage to the economy. You still hear occasional claims that the subprime fiasco is no big deal, even though the numbers just keep getting bigger. Some observers are now talking about $400 billion in losses. Those losses are small compared with the total value of financial assets. But bad housing investments are crippling financial institutions that play a crucial role in providing credit by wiping out as much as their capital. In a recent report, Goldman Sachs suggested that housing-related losses could force banks and other players to cut lending by as much as $2 trillion, enough to trigger a nasty recession if it happens quickly. Beyond that, there's a pervasive loss of trust, which is like sand thrown into the gears of the financial systems. That'll do it for us today, folks. Be with us tomorrow. Bob Chapman will be with me from the International Forecaster. It's always a fun Tuesday. Join us then. With